This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. This is Dan Patrick.
Oh, welcome to the program. It's a big day. It's an even bigger night. Todd feeling good, got his Hall & Oates t-shirt on, ready to sing a couple of songs with Darius Rucker later on tonight. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. I don't think tickets are still available. I think once it was announced that Darius Rucker feat Todd Fritz.
Nice.
Got a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Our rejoin music today, music from the year we were born.
Correct.
So we had some tough decisions to make. Certainly in the back row, Seton O'Connor said that had a hard time finding one song that he would love from his birth year.
I could have done 100. Easy.
All right. But Marvin will handle that. Yes, Paul?
You know what's tough about this one is you don't know the songs from the year you're born. It's not your wheelhouse. It's like the songs you love were age 10 through 20. Mm-hmm. So you learned a lot about different artists and when they hit.
Yeah, my mom and dad might have liked these songs,
right?
You know, when they were thinking about me, 1956. Yes, Eden.
Mine are timeless.
Oh.
You want to hear the top five?
Yeah.
Right now, okay, from the year I was born, which is 1978.
All right.
Have I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor, Roxanne by the Police, Sultans of Swing, Dire Strait, Heart of Glass, Blondie, One Nation Under a Groove, Funkadelic, I Want to Be Sedated, Ramones. Those are all great songs. But Every single one of those, banger.
But that's not the song you picked.
It's not.
Okay.
No.
Yes, Marvin.
And the song he picked is so good.
Okay.
Okay.
Old-time rock and roll, Bob Seger.
I don't want to
freak from Chic. What?
I don't want to spoil it. There's some other songs that Seton may have picked. Some by Queen.
But I like that Marvin said that it's a good song that he picked.
Okay. YMCA from the Village People came out that year.
It's a great song.
That's a great song.
Okay.
Werewolves of London, Warren Zevon. Come on.
Come Sail Away by Styx.
What are we doing?
This
who,
hour.
Who are you?
Yeah,
you definitely didn't get picked.
You don't like the Who.
No.
This hour brought to you by Keeper's Heart. It's a new, unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating a smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Please drink responsibly.
Elvis Costello, Pump It Up.
Ooh.
Didn't pick it, though.
Paulie loves to guess, and then he's not going to tell anybody. He'll send it to me. And I think this is a normal routine. Paulie tries to guess the song.
Yeah, just Seton's.
Okay. It's a Meat Friday, by the way, in case you're wondering. Chimichurra, smoked ribeyes, garlic mashed potatoes.
Whoa.
And roasted broccoli with Parmesan.
Nice.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yeah. So want to make sure that Todd is fed. He'll be ready to go. Sound check later today, this afternoon. A slight chance of rain. Oh, but he's going to make it rain, that's for sure. One way or another.
Very well said.
Thank you. Thank you. Paul Feinbaum, Mr. SEC, will join us coming up. Roger Bennett, Men in Blazers, will stop by as well. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up. Had some football last night as the Browns beat the Jets in the Hall of Fame game. I was entertained by it. I didn't have any expectations. I wanted to see Zach Wilson and Dorian Thompson Robinson. DTR did not disappoint there. Aaron Rodgers, you got to hear him with an interview with Mike Tirico. Thought it was fun. And Seton has come around full circle with Aaron Rodgers.
I just thought he had a great night.
Explain that.
You know, I just thought he came across so well, in especially in the interview that he did with Collinsworth and Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
I just thought he seems like a dude who is in like a great place in his life. He just has this like youthful energy. He's clearly enjoying what he's doing, and he's just like, man, I just love this team. I don't know, something about the vibe he was giving off really struck me as like, dang, this dude is killing it right now. He's super happy.
So all of a sudden, you've come full circle with Aaron Rodgers. I guess there's hope then for Draymond Green.
Probably not.
Here's Aaron Rodgers during the game last night.
Yeah, man, I'm loving my time here. I mean, I've just embraced everything New York and had some great opportunities at MSG and concerts, Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran and plays, and there's a lot of stuff to do. I'm enjoying it.
You're the mayor, man. You're the mayor of New York.
Well, look, it's going to come off as a slight to Green Bay, but he's able to go out. You know, in New York, you can blend in. There's a lot of celebrities out there. In Lambeau or Green Bay, you probably can't go out too often. And where are you going when you do go out? But in New York, he's enjoying all the things that New York has to offer. 877-3DP show. Tyler, operator standing by to take your phone calls. But watching the game last night, I wanted to see Zach Wilson. I thought he looked okay. And Dorian Thompson Robinson, the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, had some plays there as well. There's a couple of guys that you go, oh, I wonder if that guy will make it. Or you watch something and you go, oh, boy, he's going to have a hard time making it. You know, an interception, you get a touchdown, you don't get a touchdown, holding call, you don't block somebody, the quarterback gets hit. Like little things that can go a long way in that person getting a chance. And also in the fourth quarter, you saw the intensity ramp up a little bit, because those are the guys who they are long shots to make it, and they can't wait to get in. They just want to make one play. I want to make the highlight. Just anything. Just to stand out. That's all you want to do. Because you want somebody to say, who's that? You want a coach, an assistant coach, the media. Hey, what about that guy? Who's that guy? You do a little research. That's how these, you know, James Harrison got cut four times before he caught on with the Steelers. Remember Danny Woodhead? He was with the Jets. They cut him. He goes to the Patriots and plays an important role when they won the Super Bowl in 2011. There will be a couple of players who will make the team and maybe make an impact. And that's what's fun about, you know, watching preseason. All right, what's poll question that we have today, Seton? Are you doing this, or is Todd doing it?
Todd's got a few. They're extremely negative, though, and just biting. So I don't know, on Todd's big day, I don't know that I want these words coming out of his mouth, even though they're his thoughts. So I might read them on his behalf.
Well, he said that he wanted to save his voice.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I've been having like some throat drops, and I just figured maybe minimal talking.
Yeah, I just want you to, like, you need some tea. You want lemon. Do you need maybe a scarf around your neck to keep it?
That would be nice. A Dan Patrick Show scarf. If we've got that in the back, I'd wear that.
I just want you to conserve your energy.
Okay? I do have some poll thoughts, voice. Though,
but, America would like for you to talk less today, just to ensure.
Just today.
Just to ensure that you sound great tonight.
Only today.
We all win.
Only tonight. Only today.
All right. Just very mean.
All right, Seton, what do you have for me?
Well, we have one that's actually a little more positive from Paul that we'll start with. Which, quote, disappointing quarterback will end up being good? He's got Zach Wilson, recency bias, Trey Lance. He put Sam Darnold on here, but I feel like Sam Darnold's had too many chances at being good that he's off this list.
Yeah. I would throw Sam on there because this could be last call for Sam, or else he goes into the career backup Colt McCoy mode. Sam Darnold.
Oh, I think he's already in.
Isn't he already there?
Yeah. Oh, you think?
Oh, yeah.
I thought Sam, because I don't think Sam's even 26 yet.
He might be 26, but there's just too many quarterbacks that are churned out. There's going to be two or three that are going to be first-round picks. You just get lost in the numbers game. Nobody wants to pay a lot of money. You're going to pay him to be a backup quarterback. You got the Trey Lance situation. Do I think Sam Darnold plays this year? Yes, I do. But I would probably say that he's going to be a career backup.
I was wondering if Sam Darnold could somehow be like Alex Smith. When Alex Smith was drafted, disappointment, injured year, shoulder. He didn't have a good season till year six. He was 27 years old, 13-3, did well with San Francisco, went to Kansas City, became a Pro Bowler. Like, Sam Darnold is in a place now where he could get a second look. Mm-hmm. You know, if he gets on the field with the team surrounding him, if he plays above average, he could get that second career look that most guys don't get.
I just don't. He's gotten a couple of looks. He's already had two, and or three. I don't know. And he's in a good situation with that team, with all of the weapons they have, and then you have an offensive-minded head coach. There's just too many quarterbacks that come out. I mean, Drake May is coming out. Caleb Williams is coming out. I mean, you're going to have these guys that are going to be ready to go, and you get those rookie contracts. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, right. I feel like this is his third chance to succeed because he already had his second at Carolina. Yeah. But this is, of those three chances, this is the most likely that he'll find success. This is his best environment right now that
yes.
he's going to, by far.
Yes.
Not even close.
Yes, the environment to be successful. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's third team in what, 5 years, yeah. 6 years? That's yeah. not the sign of...
No.
Things going well.
What else do you have?
I was going to put Kyler Murray on there because I feel like he's been disappointing.
Ooh.
Even though he's got a big deal and he's got all of that stuff, he hasn't been the guy that.
What about Baker Mayfield Jr. the third?
Yep.
Well, if you're putting Baker on, you might as well put Sam Darnold on. Right? I feel like Baker's head. Maybe not.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What else?
Paul?
In 2020, Kyler Murray had 26 touchdowns and 12 picks. Last year, he was down to 14 touchdowns and 7 picks on the worst team in the league. Expect to be the worst team in the league this year.
But I still think he has the talent to be really good. He's not going to be that with Arizona. And then where does he go if they're the worst team and they get Caleb Williams? Then where does Kyler Murray go? But he can play and play at a very high level. I just think on that team... he's going to have a hard time. Yes, Seton.
Speaking of Alex Smith, isn't this era's Alex Smith sort of Kirk Cousins? Or is Kirk too good to
be? Well, no, but
Alex
he's
Smith.
Held on to a job. Alex Smith, they drafted a quarterback, and he was led them to 12 wins that year. I mean, that's like, hey, thanks, Alex. You kind of were a game manager. We're going to bring in somebody who might be really special here. They brought in Kellen Mond in Minnesota. I mean, they haven't exactly gone out and go, we got somebody who's taking over for Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe that was their thought process with that. But Cousins, I think, has had more sustainable goodness.
Sustainable goodness.
Yes.
Is that
it
a band?
Is wonderful.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, sustainable goodness.
Michael Stipe's band.
Yeah. An emo band from the early.
What else do we have?
You want to get into some of the toddlers' negativity?
Sure. Let's skew negative early.
And again, just because I don't want to ruin his karma for today, so I'll take the heat on that. He put in one about Diana Taurasi's 10,000-point milestone is an incredible achievement, certainly worth acknowledging, better than a combined no-hitter.
Wow.
Dang, Todd, what, that is messed up.
What is that about? I'm not saying you should pick the third one.
But what are you saying?
I'm saying that these are the options for that.
No, but
particular
what are
topic.
You saying?
I'm saying it's quite an accomplishment.
Okay.
So but there are those that may not feel that way.
Now is
so they should be entitled to have another choice.
So it's an incredible achievement.
It's an incredible achievement.
Okay.
Others may think, you know, hey, that's pretty good. Anyway, what's going on with the conference realignment?
But,
or some may say,
wait,
okay, whatever.
Wait, but why wouldn't this be something great to celebrate?
You would think
10,000 points.
But there has to be more than one choice. I can't just say it's amazing, wonderful, incredible, or fantastic. That can't be the choices.
But
it's got to be something a little different.
Okay, but I know how this works with you.
How does it work?
You don't think it's a big deal.
I do think it's a
You're afraid to say that it's
I'm offering
not a
other
big
people
deal.
An opportunity to make another choice if they don't think it's like, wow, 10,000 points in the WNBA.
You know, maybe we're looking at this all wrong, these lists. It's actually Todd's real answer is the first one, not the snarky last one.
Yeah, you guys immediately assume
Yeah, we assume the worst
you,
of Todd.
You said that you were skewing negative this morning.
I think it's fun to have one choice that seems a little wacky and
Did
negative.
Did you reach out to Diana Taurasi today?
I have not. I'm upset with her because we had invited her on a few times before and she wasn't available.
So that's why this is not a big deal.
Upset.
She hasn't come on, therefore you're
I hold
skewing
grudges
negative.
When people don't call you back or they can't do it.
Okay, well then why didn't you just answer it when I ask you? This isn't a big deal to you because she spurned us.
But I still think it's a big accomplishment. However, asterisk, couldn't take 10 minutes a few months back?
Yes, Seton.
Well, you know what? Just to not necessarily back up Todd, but I find that news very upsetting, too, that she hasn't been available because she is a boss.
Yeah.
And she's a baller. She's a great interview. Back at the mothership, she was one of the coolest people I had ever met just before you interviewed her. She walked into the room. She was like, what's up, DP? That was the first time you guys ever met. I'm like, damn, she's cool as hell.
I do. Great respect for her.
Very upsetting that she hasn't been available, though.
Yeah.
Very upsetting.
Yeah. And we'd love to celebrate that with her, 10,000 points.
As we should. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like a combined no-hitter.
Yeah, like a combined no-hitter.
Better than a combined no-hitter is actually
the
full wording of the choice.
Todd also asked... how did you consume the Hall of Fame game last night? I watched the whole thing, saw a good amount of it, took a peek, had it on for comfort in the background, like a nightlight, if you will.
If you will.
If you will. Mm. Mm. And then you had the lights go out.
Yeah, you see? Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
No.
You brought it back around.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I do believe that's not a joke. I believe there's some people like, oh, the NFL's back. I don't really care about this game, but I like having it on, hearing it in the background. I could take a peek and just see what's going on there, seeing two NFL teams playing against each other in a meaningless game.
If Arizona leaves the Pac-12 for the Big 12, .. we'll have those options for you. We'll talk about that. Fritzy has a poll question related to that. I got a few questions about this, but Paul Feinbaum will join us a little bit later on, and the always talented Roger Bennett from Men in Blazers. Your phone calls on this Meet Friday, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of well-wishers calling in to offer their support for Fritzy tonight. Big night singing two songs with Darius Rucker. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund. And you'll get this through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. And filing can be complex. Innovation Refunds is dedicated to helping business owners navigate the process. Innovation Refunds survey research shows that a large number of small businesses who had between 5 and 500 full-time employees in 2020 or 2021 might be eligible for an ERC tax deduction. If your business faced challenges to the growth that it could have had without the pandemic, then might be eligible for a substantial refund. Innovation Refunds. Go to innovationrefunds.com to see if you qualify. There is no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Get started. Call 1-843-REFUNDS, 1-843-REFUNDS, or go to innovationrefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Rejoin music from the year we were born. I don't know the year of this, though. Seton, is this yours?
1978.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's see. Who did Paulie? Paulie sent me something here. What did you have for Seton? Let's see.
I guess Life's Been Good by Joe Walsh.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Cheap Trick, that is an all-time great song.
It's an all-time banger.
Oh, what that is. I've always said if I like aliens came, which is more likely than not that they are coming now.
Yeah.
Came down
no,
and
they're
were,
here.
Like, explain rock and roll, that might be the first song that I play.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Cheap Trick, but I thought, okay, kind of a novelty for some reason.
No, there's something about that song that I just get. It's like it's this great song.
Because I had Live from Budokan. Mm. Was that a double live album that they recorded in Japan, I think? The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy with available seating for up to seven. The vehicle, all electric, feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more, mbusa.com/EQB. This in from ESPN. Arizona is in deep discussions about joining the Big 12, sources told ESPN, with a deal expected to be finalized in the near future. The school is amid the final steps, sources said, including detailing the move. In an Arizona Board of Regents meeting last night, Big 12 presidents and CEOs met last night to vote on approving the move, sources confirmed ESPN, another sign of the likelihood of it happening. Barring an unexpected turn in the Board of Regents meeting, Arizona's decision is expected to be formalized soon, this according to sources. Now, here's a couple of things to think about. I had a source tell me this yesterday, that keep in mind state institutions uniquely have commitments and obligations to their home state, which means Oregon without Oregon State, Washington without Washington State is complicated. Also, Virginia and Virginia Tech got into the ACC. The governor and the state government wouldn't let them go to separate conferences. Also, Florida State. Florida State's got to be careful. They may want out of the ACC, but where are you going? They are serious about leaving the ACC, but where are they going to be headed? These are some things that were brought up to me yesterday just to think about. I don't know if Arizona and Arizona State from the local government, that has to be a package deal. And that's something that you have to consider as well. Arizona, Arizona State, they want to keep the rivalry together, and then maybe they're both joining the Big 12. Then you're going to have Utah. Then you're going to have Oregon. Can Oregon leave and Oregon State not go to the same conference, going to the Big 10? These are things we've talked about the last couple of days. What's amazing is that we didn't hear anything for months. Nobody was talking about this. Then all of a sudden, had a source who said, hey, the Pac-12 is crumbling. And I went, well, okay, what do you mean? No, like overnight it's crumbling. And then I realized the urgency, and I said to the Danettes when I came in a couple of days ago, I said, college football, that's the big topic, is the Pac-12 is not going to be the Pac-12. The Big 12 is going to get bigger. The Big 10 is going to get bigger. Does the SEC do anything? You know, the SEC, they give you an invitation. You don't ask for an invitation. You don't show up to the party uninvited. It's, hey, Florida State wants to leave the ACC. Well, the SEC may go, we're good. We're full. Now, if Clemson said, then maybe it's a little bit different. But I don't know. Florida State would be, to me, the Big Ten, that would be great. I can't imagine the SEC going, hey, Florida, I hope you're okay with this. We're going to bring in Florida State. I don't think they would do that to Florida. But the Big Ten having a foothold in Florida, and Florida State still feels big time. They haven't done anything in a few years, but you know they have that history there. I think they view themselves as bigger than the ACC. And everybody's looking at what everybody else is making. Hey, you're going to get $12 million more if you go to that conference. They signed a bad deal in the ACC. It's a lengthy contract. I don't know how Florida State gets out of it. I'm guessing money. But Clemson, does Clemson say, hey, go ahead. We'll dominate the ACC, and we got a path to playing the championship games. Yes, Marv.
This feels like Miami in the Big East in the early 2000s, where it's like, man, what are they doing in the Big East?
Well, when they brought in Boston College, that's when I went, what are you guys doing here? Yes, Seton.
I would love to see Florida State in the Big Ten, though.
Yeah.
I would love that.
That'd be fun.
It feels like they fit. Florida State has a great history. I don't know if it's because I'm biased based on when I grew up and they were a big deal, but they feel like too big of a school to be blocked out or locked out of something.
I had a source tell me this yesterday. The new Big Ten commissioner, Tony Petitti, is brilliant and could care less about headlines. He's a TV guy. I believe him to be an excellent checkmate to Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner. Likewise, Greg and Tony will control all of this, literally, over the next 10 years. Oh, man. What a mess. What a mess.
Open up your wallets.
Yep. Say ah. Yeah, Paulie.
You know, another mistake the Pac-12 made was changing from Pac-10 to Pac-12. They were the Pac-10 from like 1977 to 2012. They had a brand. And you know, when the Big Ten started adding teams, they said, no, we're not changing. We'll just be the Big Ten. We don't need to change every time we add or subtract. Just keep the name, and then you never have to change it. I think the Big Ten is up to 14 football teams.
But you just call it the Bigger Ten.
Yeah.
Or the Bigger 12. Or the LAC 12 for the Pac-12.
Right.
Yeah, Seton.
Well, I don't understand why you would, I guess hindsight, but looking back, you would go from the Pac-10 to the Pac-12 without realizing maybe we should just drop the number thing altogether and be the Pacific Conference or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? The number is handicapping us.
Yeah,
it's like limiting us. And every time we have to change this number now we're the Pac-16, it just sounds stupid.
Well, the ACC doesn't have a number. SEC doesn't have a number.
Right.
Yeah. We're the Big 12 until we have 16 teams.
Or Big 14.
Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I did mention that Fritzy had a poll question that was related to conference realignment, and in particular, if Arizona leaves the Pac-12. If Arizona leaves the Pac-12 for the Big 12, honestly, I don't what I might do.
It should say, honestly, I don't know what I might do.
Okay.
I left that word out by accident.
Okay.
You have to say it passionately. Honestly, I don't know what I might do.
Because I could have said it passionately, and I would have went, honestly, I don't what I might do.
Which would sound weird.
Okay.
He's obviously missing a word there.
My relationship with college football in the state of Arizona is over.
Wow, that seems a little
come
harsh.
On.
That's it. I am done with Arizona.
No, you're never going to visit there? What if you got family there? You're just never going to go
even,
see them.
I'm not even flying over Arizona anymore.
What about Arizona?
I'll dust myself off somehow and try to move on with my life.
That's what we could only hope that most people would feel
all right,
that way.
Okay. I'm supposed to, according to Seton, believe your first answer is what you truly believe.
Honestly, I don't know what I might do.
Okay.
Arizona's not going to be the Pac-12.
Okay.
Buck me off the ledge.
Is that how you feel, Todd?
No, that is not my first choice. That's a little facetious. That's a little sarcastic.
So what is your answer, Todd?
I think I would lean towards number three. I will dust myself off somehow and try to move on with my life. I got a wife and kids and a career. I got other things going on. I can't worry too much about where the Wildcats are playing their football.
My relationship with college football in the state of Arizona is over.
Yeah.
And some may feel that way, and
Dana's
entitled to.
I think it's been over for a while.
Especially if Arizona and Arizona State are a package deal and forced to both go, then forget about that.
Todd also had a question here. Ready for a Johnny Manziel documentary?
Yeah, there's some kind of Netflix thing that's coming out. I think next Tuesday, the same day as HBO Hard Knocks. And the choices for Ready for a Johnny Manziel doc. Yes, please. I'm here for all of that. Kind of curious. Haven't heard from Johnny Football in a minute. No, no. 1,000 times, no.
In a minute.
That's the new expression for Fritzy. In a minute.
Hey, how you been? I haven't seen you in a minute.
But that's about a decade old.
Well, it finally made its way to my neck of the woods. Or it's being used a lot more than ever, and it's ringing in my ears.
Okay.
Like tinnitus or something.
Yeah.
The kids are using this phrase called cool lately. Yeah. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, cool. Yeah. Was it chilly?
Our guest list is off the chain.
Off the chibble.
Off the chibble.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
Fritzy, are your kids using the term in a minute, and that's where you got it from?
I did not hear it from the kids, thankfully, but it seems like I'm hearing it on different shows or people just walking the streets saying that.
I have not heard that.
Like people say, what's this bling people are talking about?
And when's the last time you walked the streets?
You're a mall walker.
I do kind of walk the streets a little bit. I take little walks.
You walk a cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, walking the streets also sounds a little creepy. Like, I don't know, I'm just walking the streets.
Darren, how are you? I haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah.
Darren. You nailed that one.
How are your kids Sailor and Hunter doing?
Well, okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's Paul's neighborhood.
Whoa.
And Fritzy's.
Yeah. Johnny Manziel documentary? Sure. Yeah. I'm good with it.
Is there something we don't know about him? I don't know if he's on the other side of his run, if you know what I mean.
Well, he's opening up a bar.
That should help.
That's really close to the Texas A&M campus, or at least the football stadium. I think it's 10 or 15 minutes away, and he's opening up a bar.
If you follow Johnny Manziel on social media, it doesn't feel like the party's over yet. It's cooled off a little bit, and he's got more things he does. But
well, he's young. How old's Johnny Manziel? 27?
Too young to be hanging out at a bar on a college campus. I don't know if he's that young. He's too old for that.
You
30
sure?
years old.
Oh, he's 30.
Yeah, the big 3-0.
Oh, okay.
Desperado.
It feels like there might be a documentary, and then in a few years, another documentary.
See, I felt like Johnny Manziel opening a bar was like, hey, all right, good for him. He's going to... figuring something out.
Okay.
But I don't know. Maybe he's also kind of kid. He doesn't have to figure anything out, does he?
Johnny's closed a lot of bars.
Hey!
Oh, bloop, bloop. What, Todd?
A little mean spirit.
Oh, you're saying that?
For someone that makes such negative poll questions, I know what mean spirit is.
Yeah.
I am curious about the part of the story that we don't know in the documentary. But it seems pretty cut and dry, like rich kid, talented, threw it away. Well, now what?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
No, but supposedly he also partied a lot, and he was cocky, and he wasn't quite as good as he thought.
No.
I don't know if you heard about those things.
It's not supposedly. He did.
That was included in the throw it away part.
That was my tongue in cheek.
He threw away.
Oh.
What else are we going to find out about Johnny Manziel? He thought he was a lot better than he was. He was a cocky kid who thought he was going to be like an instant Hall of Famer.
Now, didn't his wife just have a baby with Nick Cannon? And I should be more specific with women who've had babies with Nick Cannon, but I think Johnny's ex-wife or girlfriend.
Wow.
Had a baby with Nick Cannon?
Yeah. We'll look into that.
Okay.
I love that that's the part you know.
Yeah, of course.
That's, Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Welcome to Sun with Nick Cannon, July 2022.
Hello.
She's also joined the cast of Netflix's Selling Sunset. That's great.
Of course she is.
Season 6.
Beautiful, beautiful girl. Yes, yes, Paul.
There's another documentary coming out about the Florida Gators under Urban Meyer.
Now that Percy, I'm interested in.
Yeah, the Percy Harvin, Aaron Hernandez, Tim Tebow.
That's a story.
I think that's a
couple weeks away.
And then you put the Pouncies in there. Riley Cooper in there.
It's called Swamped, Looking the Other Way.
Not actually a bad idea. For a
and
title.
Then somehow Tim Tebow in the mix.
I know.
The cleanser. The moral cleanser.
Yeah. Chris Leak is going to be like, why didn't I get any runs?
Yeah, the moral cleanser. Yeah. Yeah, we got a guy who shot a guy. We got this happened and that happened. Domestic violence. Tim Tebow, come on in here. Let's clean up. It's like having the guy on the bench who has the great grade point average to lift the grade point average of the team up. Be like, hey, these guys, grade point average, you know, 3.87. Wait, you had the one guy on the end of the bench who never plays has like a 4.4 grade point average. That was, you know, Tebow would be like, hey, how can we, we're not guilty. Look, we got Tim Tebow here. Tim, take a knee. Tebow time. So that's it. Those are the poll question suggestions there. Buddha in Baja joins us. Hi, Buddha.
Hola, Daniel. Mucho gusto aquí. Felicidades de Baja California and the Meat Friday. Nobody. Dan,
yeah.
I just want to call. I'm a little banged up here in Baja, but I wanted this whole feel for Fritzy tonight feels like we're sending off a soldier to war. And I just want Fritzy to go out there. Fritzy, you're beautiful. You're going to kill it. And please just bring back content, baby. Have a wonderful weekend, boys.
All right. Thank you, Buddha.
I just want to have a good time, and I want to remind myself that I won the bet, and it's supposed to be an exciting, fun experience, not, oh, my God, I got to get through this nightmare. So I'm trying to have the right attitude mentally towards it.
I think you do. I'm nervous for you. You don't seem nervous.
I'm kind of nervous.
Which is good. I mean, I'm glad you feel confident. I hope you feel confident, and I hope you kill it.
I need my excitement to be at least 51% to anxiety 49%. As long as it's at least a little more, you know, enthusiasm than, oh, my God, what's going to happen, then I'll be all right.
But I'm going to be standing on the side of the stage with you.
Trying to distract me.
No. I'm going to be there with you.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I would like that.
And then all of a sudden when Darius introduces you.
And you're going to go hide behind a couch.
No. I'm going to be right there. But then that's when it's going to get real. Because right now it's fun, but I've been on the side when you've had to go out on stage, and all of a sudden you go out on stage and you start to look out there, and you're like, what am I out here for? What am I supposed to do?
Well, I know Darius would at the very least try to encourage the crowd, you know, give it up for, or this is my friend.
No, he won't.
He's not going to just say, this is some guy that has to sing because I lost a bet. Hopefully he'll get the crowd to, like, you know, give me something, some positive feel, and then it'll be up to me to either be awful or decent.
Yes, Paul.
I have a thought, and I'm not sure it's a good one. Should you walk Fritzy out?
No. And I told Darius,
because
I'm not a part of this.
But give me my reason. You're a famous guy. We're in Connecticut. We're right down the street from the studio. Let's welcome from the Dan Patrick Show, Dan Patrick and the guest singer, Todd Fritz, the place, maybe a little extra sauce on it. You give him a pat on the back and then walk off to the sidelines. Just a thought.
Should I say, what up, Bridgeport? Should I acknowledge the crowd at all before singing?
Yes. Remember when you did Caroline's and you got up there, you didn't acknowledge us in the audience.
But then you could argue that's looking for cheap applause to go, like, that's what everyone does. Like, hey, how we doing, Bridgeport?
But,
now they feel compelled to go, woo!
But
hey.
If you did it again and you went to a comedy store or shop or wherever, club, would you acknowledge the crowd this time?
Right? I would.
Okay, well then that's what.
How's everybody doing tonight? I hope I'm going to make you laugh. I may not, but $12 ginger ales.
No, you don't do that. Yes,
about cursing.
Yes.
So I think Todd has to walk out there being confident and sheepishly standing there, maybe waving a little bit or being like, "What's up, Bridgeport?" A guy who says "What's up" to the crowd that big is confident and is feeling good, and that's going to get the crowd on his side. But if he just stands there and says, "Waits for Darius, are we going to sing now or what?" He's got his
that's
little
exactly
briefcase
how I
with
see
him.
That going.
That's not. You can't do that.
And if I say "What's up, Bridgeport?" and I don't like the sound of the crowd, do I then say, I can't hear you. Yeah, make some noise. That's so corny. I can't do that.
You can.
Yeah.
You can.
I said, what's up, Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Make some noise in the joint.
Oh, no.
Or maybe you channel your inner Mike Greenberg and you go, get up! Get up!
They are going to get up and go to the bathroom and get snacks and not listen to me sing.
Mike Chi, DeGrasse, get up! Yes.
You know what you do to get the crowd immediately on your side, too? If you go, what's up, Bridgeport?
Wait,
and they go,
let me hold this through the play of the day.
Okay.
Because there's some suggestions for people. They just, people are, there's some well-wishers in the audience today. There are, Todd. They truly are. Okay? And we'll give you some suggestions on how you should go out.
Right. Getting mixed reviews before even singing on Twitter about the excitement level of me doing this.
Okay. Let's save that. I got the play of the day coming up next. Seems like every week we're talking about our friends from Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards. And as we get ready for another NFL season, you're going to find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the official products from the NFL. Also, NBA, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. You can share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards, and make sure you check out the newly released NFL and NBA Prism packs and more of your favorite Panini brands. Now, keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform. New features coming next month and the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autographed cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. NFT.PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
The play. The play. Of the day. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Takes the snap. Back in the pocket. Up in the pocket. Throws down the middle of the field. And that is picked off. They got it. And they sit down on it. And the Browns come up with it. Picked off on the play by Bubba Bolden. And the Browns defense is finally going to put this one away with 40 seconds left to go.
The Jets lost in the preseason for the first time since 2019. That ended a seven-game preseason unbeaten streak. That's courtesy of the Browns Radio Network, and that is your Play of the Day. Play of the Day brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. They got everything you need. The new Ironwood Grill loaded with enhanced features. Explore new flavors on the Flat Rock, Flat Top Grill, or go all out and complete your dream deck with the Timberline Grill. You're going to have everybody in the neighborhood, the Traegerhood, talking. Traeger Grills. Go to Traeger.com. Let's see. So you were suggesting what Todd should do, Seton, when he goes out tonight with Darius Rucker?
Oh, yeah. So he could go out there and be like, what's up, Bridgeport? Because you have to talk into the mic to make sure that it's working, right? And Todd has to get comfortable hearing his voice. So you do like a, what's up, Bridgeport? You look comfortable. You look confident. Right. And then if the crowd doesn't react, you immediately say, give it up for the great Darius Rucker.
Oh.
And that everybody there paid to see Darius Rucker. They're all going to go nuts for him. And that's how you get them into the moment.
Well, even though they're like, well, they turn on me when I say, let's try this again. What up, Bridgeport? And then I give them a second chance to make a little noise. And then they're like, oh, who does this guy think he is telling us to be loud? I don't know. I'm just throwing it
No, that's the response that you just heard.
Thanks,
I just want you to get used to that.
I like Seen's idea, though, because this way we can check the
Seems
mic
like you
in.
Didn't.
No, I did actually like that. That makes sense. This is why I'm acknowledging.
Seems like I gave you a pretty good way to do that, and you were like, yeah, or I could just make it all terrible. Like, okay.
I think the crowd should be acknowledged in some fashion. And this way I can hear if the mic is working.
All right.
I just don't know if I'm supposed to hold the mic or the mic's going to
exactly.
be in his hand.
Okay. I just want you to simplify.
That's what I want. But I got all kinds of questions flowing around in my head.
Just listen to what I'm saying, okay? You're trying to amplify. I want you to simplify, okay? That's it. Do what they tell you to do. You don't have to do anything crazy. If you sing well, it's going to be a hit. It'll be great. If you don't, it'll be good content. But if you're going to add things, you're not even sure how to hold the microphone.
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be holding the mic when I'm singing or it's just going to be in front of me and I'm just going to stand in front of the mic stand with a mic pointing at me.
You have sound check later today. You ask them, what do you suggest I do? And then Darius might say, grab the mic, or, hey, do you need to hold the mic because you're not sure what to do with your hands?
What if they roll their eyes and go, you really don't know what you're supposed to do with
They're
the mic?
They're not going to. Why is it always the worst case scenario?
That's how I was brought up, worst case scenario.
No, but
is this a pimple? I don't know. It might be a tumor on your arm. You got to go get that checked. That's how I grew up.
Yeah, see.
Can you believe he just said the phrase, Todd? You have sound check today.
I know.
He just picked me up from kindergarten.
You're actually you have sound check because you're playing in a massive arena. What's up?
You're going to play in front of 18,000 people tonight.
The number just keeps getting bigger and bigger with you guys. Freaking me out a little bit.
Okay, you're going to play in front of 10,000.
I mean, realize there's going to be 44,000 people there, right?
After
more than a Laker play up there.
Okay, but after a certain number, it doesn't matter. Jamie in North Carolina. Hi, Jamie. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. 6'4", about 200. My advice might not be good now. Simplifying it. I thought maybe come in like James Brown, geared up, you know. And then Dan could come out at the end and put a robe on him as he gets to the ground. I don't know. But now simplifying it, maybe he should come out with a crutch or feel sorry for him. I don't know.
No, there's no reason to feel sorry for him until after he does it. And then feel free to feel sorry for him. Early poll results, Seton.
Okay, well, this is going to make Todd feel a lot better. Mm. All right, because now I thought when I had said 18 or 20,000 people, I thought he was playing at a different place in Bridgeport. According to this, it's about 6,000.
Oh, then it's not a big deal.
No, it's easy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be nervous.
Maybe 7,000,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be nervous.
That's like us, the guys in the back, and the 12 other people in the parking lot.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, Paul.
I always saw a show at this place a month ago. It's pretty full up, though. They're right kind of, there's a pit in front of you right there where the Stingers are. And then it's an old minor league ballpark, so it feels full.
It's going to feel like 20,000. You're going to make it sound like there's 20,000, Todd. Maybe you get out there and you say, hey, Darius, I want you to rock me like a wagon wheel. How about that?
Hey, that's one of his songs.
Yeah. Hey, Darius, hold my hand.
Or how about you just give the mic to Darius and sit down, dude.
And then don't say Hootie. Don't call him Hootie.
Don't call him Hootie.
Do not.
I thought he loves that.
No,
he does not.
No, he does not.
I'm glad to hear that now.
I want them to duet in the shallow, shallow.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga in Star Is Born. That would be great.
Star Is Born tonight.
Can I say, I'll try to make this quick, but I don't believe in time.
A star is bored. Darius is going to be bored up there, like, get it over with, joke boy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.